And finally this evening, we come back to the Vatican and Pope Benedict XVI's Sunday Angelus appeal for the coming World Day of the Sick, marked on the 11th of this month, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. The Pope recalled how God is opposed to the power of radical evil. Indeed, he said, the Lord takes care of people in every situation. He shares their suffering, opening up the heart to hope.
Esorto pertanto tutti gli operatori sanitari a riconoscere nell'ammalato non solo un corpo segnato dalla fragilità, ma prima di tutto una persona.
Sunday was the day for life in Italy, and Pope Benedict also had an exhortation to healthcare workers on the occasion that they might recognize in the patient not only a body signed by frailty, but before all else, a person.
La sapienza riassume in sé gli effetti benefici del sale e della luce.
In his reflection on the Sunday Gospel, the Holy Father talked about the symbolism of salt and light, saying that Christ's disciples are called both to give the world flavor and to preserve it from corruption with the wisdom of God which shines fully through the face of the sun. Pope Benedict urged everyone to spread the light and love of God throughout the darkness of selfishness and indifference, to spread true wisdom that gives meaning to the being and the activity of man. It was a theme to which he returned in his English-language remarks to the gathered faithful.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present at this Angelus prayer. In today's Gospel, Jesus urges us to make our light shine before others, to the praise of our Father in heaven. May the light of Christ purify all our thoughts and actions. As the Church celebrates the World Day of the Sick and the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, may that same light bring hope and healing to those who are ill, upon you and your loved ones, invoke the blessings of Almighty God.